What are we doing about the PFW? Is there a was somebody going to present a report from PFW?
Yeah, I just found out right before it started that I'm supposed to do it. He's already done a written report.
Yes.
But just let me deal with it.
Okay.
We first met in February and had two meetings there and did the election of officers and all that. And we formed six committees. All committees are functioning: development, finance, managerial assessment and search, outreach, program, and technology. And we have passed a couple of resolutions that are designed to keep folks honest. We were concerned that delegates might use their positions on the managerial assessment and search committee or the program committees to get their own shows, and we made certain that that didn't happen. We passed a conflict of interest provision. We've decided we're going to conduct a campaign if it's necessary in order to get a new site for the station. And we've held a station programmers and volunteers meeting in which we allowed everybody to voice their concerns if there were any. And we've reported that to the board, and all their concerns have been referred to committee for action. That's pretty much it.
Great. All right, are there any questions for Ambrose? Miguel?
Then second question, which is, you didn't mention the committee inclusion. I thought that you were already having a meeting.
Oh, there are committee of inclusion representatives, yeah.
Teresa?
I would just like to say I'm really looking forward to seeing your station, whether it's the one you're in now or a new one, because I've been to D.C. twice now and still, for some reason, haven't been invited to the station. So I'm looking forward to that.
You just go. Yeah.
All you do is let us know. Yeah. Our chair has been to our board meeting. Well,
bit
she
of
was
it.
There.
A portion of it.
A portion of it.
Yeah. Is it Carol? Okay.
Yeah. I cannot see. I understand that the PFW has elected a treasurer and also has a chair of your finance committee who's not your treasurer. I thought that was kind of strange, and I wondered why and how it's working.
I think it's working very well.
It is.
How about the why?
Why?
That was the decision of the group.
That's obvious.
Yes. It is the answer.
All right. Is there a question down here? Sonali and then Mark, and then we'll wrap this up.
I'm a little bit concerned about what you mentioned about the conflict of interest clause. What does that mean? It sounds a little odd.
Well, if a delegate, an elected delegate, was to be on the Managerial Assessment and Search Committee or on the Program Committee and use his or her position to beat the head of the GM to get on the air, we felt that that was ground for removal. And we passed a resolution to that effect.
Oh, so basically, if you noticed any conflict of interest, discipline would be...
Would
that
be imposed.
Would be
that's right.
Okay, so it's okay. Got it. Thank
Absolutely.
You. Thank you,
Mark.
Yeah. The other interesting part of that provision, in other words, if you're on the programming committee and you're evaluating programming and making suggestions and deciding that this program should be maybe removed and another one, we want to make sure that you're not doing that because you secretly want to be the love doctor at midnight. which I used to be, incidentally. But anyway, that's another. I'm not on that committee. And the other thing I wanted to say about the station is, yeah, we're looking for it, and we'll give you a tour. Remember, we don't have our own building yet, so keep that in mind when we vote on capital campaigns. Thank you.
Okay. Yes? Dave, quick.
I was taking you mentioned that you have a programming committee. We have a programming oversight committee because the bylaws say we're supposed to review the fact that programming decisions are being made in a fair and respectful manner, but we had a long discussion about whether or not the LSB would have a committee that itself was reviewing programming. Could you comment on what your charge of your program committee is?
To review and to make recommendations regarding programs.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Ambrose.
Thank you.